Can Israel's gospel save today? There are several defining scriptures that it is important not to pass up or downplay, especially if they don't seem to fit your concept of what God says in His Holy Bible about the Gospels, the Apostles, and the churches. We must not ignore Matthew 12:32, Acts 2:16-18, Luke 4:19-21, Mark 16:20, Acts 13:3-4, Acts 13:41. 1 Corinthians 9:17-18, or the last part of Romans 1:16, and others. Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 28:11-12, with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, yet they would not hear. In Acts 2:16-18, Peter preached that the signs and tongues spoken by Israel's 12 apostles on their Pentecost Jewish feast day were part of prophecy foretold by Joel 2:28-32, and also Isaiah 28:10-12. In Acts 2:16-18, Peter called Israel's signs part of prophecy's last days. Israel's Pentecost tongues were the last days, relating to Daniel's 70-week prophecy. They were not the beginning of anything. They were not the beginning of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. Peter preached that those Jewish Pentecost tongues had been prophesied, professed beforehand, not kept secret. In Luke 4:19-21, Jesus Christ quoted Isaiah 61:1-2. According to Luke 4:21, Jesus only quoted the parts of Isaiah 61 that he would fulfill in his then current earthly ministry. Notice that Jesus did not include the day of vengeance of our God as part of his earthly ministry. But look at what he did include: to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Luke 13:6-9 tells a parable about God's long-suffering with Israel and the acceptable year of the Lord. That year is the time that Mark referred to in Mark 16:19-20, saying, "So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." That time to which Mark referred is the acceptable year of the Lord, following Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension. It was the year about which Luke and Isaiah prophesied. It was not anything new. The mystery was not yet revealed. The secret had not yet been told. By the time of Matthew 12, Israel had already rejected God the Father by rejecting and killing God's prophets that he sent to them. Israel would soon reject the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, by crucifying him, declaring in Matthew 27:25, "His blood be on us and on our children." Israel's final rejection of God came in Acts 7 according to Matthew 12:32, "And whosoever speak the word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him, but whosoever speak against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come." The first part of that verse occurred in Luke 23:34, when God forgave Israel for speaking against the Son of God. In Acts 7:55-56, the Bible says that Stephen was filled with the Holy Ghost. It could be said that he was abounding and overflowing with the Holy Ghost. In Acts 6:8-10, the Bible says that Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. But the disputers were not able to resist the wisdom and spirit by which he spake. Then, Israel's leadership hierarchy committed their final rejection of God when they cried out, speaking against the Holy Ghost. They cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. Acts 7:57-58. When Israel cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and stoned him, they were speaking against the Holy Ghost speaking through the mouth of Stephen. That final rejection of God terminated the acceptable year of the Lord. God manifested his long-suffering and justice by waiting until Israel fell by their final rejection of God's Holy Ghost, Hosea 1:9, before he introduced the mystery of Christ by Christ himself returning briefly to Saul of Tarsus on the Damascus Road. Christ's new administration was to save believing sinners. Paul later referred to himself as the chief of sinners, or the head of the line of sinners to be saved, 1 Timothy 1:15. It was in Paul first that Christ patterned his newly revealed salvation to those who only believe on him to life everlasting, 1 Timothy 1:16. Those saved by Christ's new salvation gospel to Paul were baptized by the one Spirit into this different church, the body of Christ. Those two churches are different from each other, and not the same. Christ formed the body of Christ the first that it had a head, and the first member of the body, Paul. Christ's newly formed body of Christ is not the same church as Israel's church of God with their 12 apostles. You will never find scripture saying that Peter preached the gospel of the grace of God to anyone for salvation. Conversely, you will never find scripture saying that Paul preached the gospel of the kingdom out of heaven to anyone for salvation. Paul's gospel of salvation into the body of Christ was different from Peter's gospel of the kingdom out of heaven. The Bible confirms that they were different by supplying phrases that distinguish between them. Acts 13:26 Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of the salvation sent. Which salvation? This salvation is the gospel of Christ that saved unforgivable Saul of Tarsus, Romans 1:16, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. This salvation is the salvation by which Saul of Tarsus was saved, not the former salvation by enduring to the end in obeying the covenants, commandments, circumcision, Sabbath, and the prophet like unto Moses. The prophet that speaks God's words in God's name, that ceased to have saving power since Israel fell from being God's people. Acts 13:38-39, Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. In those two verses you can see evidence of two gospels justifying two different people groups in two different ways, yielding two different results. Look again at the difference. By him all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. In other words, the law of Moses could justify them of some things, but not of other things. Paul's newly revealed gospel is not a gospel that only justifies you from some things. By him all that believe are justified from all things. Next, let's see two different names for the two different gospels in Galatians 2:7. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, the gospel of the uncircumcision is also called the gospel of Christ, and the gospel of the grace of God, depending on what audience it was being sent out to at the time. It is written in 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. Israel's gospel was that, if they obeyed the covenants, commandments, Sabbath, circumcision, and hearkened unto the words of the prophet like unto Moses, then they would become a holy nation, kingdom of priests, on the land in the Mideast. After Jesus Christ began ministering, he reminded them of the promise of the covenant, that he would make them a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. So, Israel's gospel in the red letters is in Mark 1:14-15. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel. However, now Israel has fallen, and so, that gospel no longer works. Today, God is only saving people by Paul's gospel. We have seen two different groups of churches, one ending, and the other beginning, and we have seen the two different gospels that induct believers into those two different churches. Now, we need to see the two different channels that Christ used to send out those salvation gospels to mankind at different times. Christ sent out Israel's 12 apostles only to Israel before Israel's fall, not to us. Matthew 10:5-6, These 12 Jesus sent forth, and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Contrast Christ sending out Israel's 12 apostles only to Israel, with what Christ charged Apostle Paul with in Acts 22:21, And he said unto me, Depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. Here is a confirming exercise. Try to show me from the King James Bible where Peter ever preached the gospel of the grace of God to anyone for their salvation. Conversely, try to show me from the King James Bible where Paul ever preached the gospel of the kingdom out of heaven to anyone for their salvation. They are different sets of apostles sent out to different groups of people with different messages, resulting in different destinations, the land or heaven. It is very helpful that the Word of God is so explanatory when it reports about God's dispensing of salvation instructions. Romans. Look at how Christ eventually sent out Paul to all men in Acts 22:21 by telling Paul that he was sending him to Gentiles that were far hence from there. Now we can see that before Christ's far hence sending of Paul to the far off Gentiles with the gospel of the grace of God, Christ had initially sent Paul with the gospel of Christ to certain Gentiles that were in a position to provoke them, Israel, to jealousy, and to certain Jews from whom Paul would have to be delivered. 1 Corinthians 9:17-18, Romans 11:11, Acts 26:16-17, the Lord had a remnant of fallen Israel that he knew would choose or elect to be under grace, not the law of Moses, Romans 11:5-6. They just had to hear Paul's gospel of Christ to believe and be saved and sealed in the body of Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is the same administrator, dispensing differences of administrations, Romans 1:16, 1 Corinthians 12:5, Ephesians 3:1-6, 2 Corinthians 3:7-11, the end.